the Lomi Akra, and it doesn't make you sterile. And for a, what's it called? For no, that's for a right. For a zava, you put all three in, and it doesn't make you sterile. And your yerakon, for a what's it called? For jaundice, you put two of the ingredients into beer, and it does make you sterile. Now the Gemara goes back over that. Lazova talta b'chamra v'lo miakra, the elo, if you don't have these ingredients, so, and you want to cure a zova, the blood flow should stop. The elo, laisi talta kapizi, or you tried this and it didn't work. Talti kapizi shamchi parsoi, you should take a three kapizi. It's a kli that holds three lugin. Take three of them. Shamchi parsoi, onions, Persian onions, big Persian onions, Rashi says. Shamchi is besolim parsoi gedolim heim. The nishlok bechamra, and cook them in wine, the nishkaya, and give her to drink. The name alokumi zovich, and say to her when you're giving it to her to drink, get up from your flow. The elo, that doesn't work. Losva, or you don't have big Persian onions. Losva aparshas drachim. Take the woman and put her on a crossroads. The linkita kisa de chamra biyada, and let her hold a cup of wine. The leise inish miachor levosa, let somebody come from behind her and scare her. The leimalokum izovech, and while he's doing that, you should say, get up from your flow. The elo, if that doesn't work. Leise buna de kamuna, take a handful of kamun. Rashi says, one second, kum mizoveich, Rashi, chadli mizoveich, stop your flow, get up from your flow. Kamo vayamod Hashem, by Elisha, when he made the miracle that the kept, what's it called, the kli with the shemen kept pouring more and more, finally vayamod, it stopped pouring. That's called vayamod Hashem. Should scare her without her knowing about it suddenly. That'll help to stop the flow. If that doesn't work, then leise buna de kamuna, take a mole egro, Rashi says, of kamun, cumin, ubuna de morika, and a handful of saffron, ubuna de shavlisa, and a handful of fenugreek. Rashi says tilton is fenugreek. So again, we had that before. That's rubia, is also that. That's in Russian, it's either talton or rubia. That's fenugreek. The nishlok bechamra, cook it all up in wine. The nishkai, and give it to her to drink. The name of them, while she's drinking it, say, kumizoveh. Get up or stop your flow. The elo, if that doesn't work, leise shisin shei didona. You should bring 60, and Tosis usually says that the number 60 is what's it called, is a guzma. It doesn't really mean 60. It means a lot. A lot of clay seals that they used to seal up barrels with. And the shafya, and when they're wet, when they're still moist, rub it on her. The lay malakumizoveh. And while you're rubbing on her, say, stop your flow. Rashi. Shie didona megofes chodis. These are the seals that close up a barrel. Ule shayfe lichshiyashuru b'mayim. You'll soak them in water so they'll be wet, and then smear it on her. Okay. The elo, that doesn't work. Leise pashtina. Rashi says pashtina esav sheno gadol bekoma elaholechu poshel agabe karka. It's a kind of grass that doesn't grow up, but it's a ground cover. Grows sideways. It covers the ground. It's a creeping kind of vine or whatever. The lishlok bechamra, cook that in wine. The lishafye, and smear it on her. The name alakumi zovechem. While you're smearing it, you should say, what's it called? Stop your flow. The elo, another possibility. For none of this works. Le say chargona dehigsa romisa. Rashi. Chargona. Charnuga, min esav hu shegadol etzel ahigim. It's a kind of grass that grows by thorn bushes. Higsa romisa, min hegahu, shenikris romis. It's a kind of thorn bush that's called a romis. The likle, burn it. The lisba, b'shachke, dekisna, bekaita. and bring it in linen rags in the in the summer, v'shachke the amar gufna v'sitva, and in cotton rags in the autumn, I guess put it on her. Rashi, lizba v'shachke the kisna yichu also ha'efer the bloy digde pishton bekayitz, and the amar gufna kutten in the winter, and I guess you're supposed to put it on her. The elo, if that doesn't work, lichre sheva bire, dig seven holes, the likle behu shabishta yalda de orla, and burn a, Rashi says, shev bire, sheva gumos, shabishta de orla, zmoro shel kerem yalda, and burn the vines of a young, kerem, that's still orla, vilinakta kasa de chamra biyada, and put a, and I guess fill the holes with these ashes, and then give her a cup of wine to hold in her hand. The lok memiha velosvaha, and take her from one hole to the other, standing here, then sitting down, then to the next one. The lok memiha velosvaha, take her from this one and sit on the next one. The akol chada vechada lemula kumizovech. Each hole where she sits on the hole with the ashes in it, you should say, stop your flow. The elo, that doesn't work. Laisi smida, bring fine flour, the lischa mipalga letatoi, and smear it on her from the bottom half of her body, right? From the middle part of her body downwards. The lema lakumi zovech, and say, stop your flow. The elo, that doesn't work. Leise beyaso de naamisa, bring an ostrich egg, the likle, and burn it. The lispa b'shachi de kisna b'kaita, and again, wrap it up in rags made out of linen in the summer, v'shachi the amr gufna v'sitva, and rags made out of cotton in the winter, and I guess put them on her. The elo, if that doesn't work, liftach lo chavisa de chamra l'shma, open up a barrel of wine for her sake. Rashi says, what does that mean? That you give her a lot of wine to drink. The linkita kesa the kasa de chamra yochas koshal yayin biyada, put a cup of wine in her hand, the teshev al aguma, let her sit on the holes there, the lokma miha me alguma zu yoshibua, first sit her on one hole and then al zu vi al kol amida neymal akumizo, every time she gets up from sitting on these holes, say to her, stop your flow. Kimcha de smida kemach solis, fine flour, the liska yasuch ol solimenu, smear it on her, dinan miso basayan, an ostrich, liftich lo chavisa de chamra l'shma, kolomer yayin harbe tish detami, let her drink a lot of wine. That's also a cure for ziva. The elo, if that doesn't help, linak linket sa'arto de mishkachas b'kafusa de kudna chiyura, take a barley barley corn, a grain of barley that you found in the dung of a white donkey. Okay, it ate barley, and some of the barley grains came out. So if you take one of those barley grains that you find in the dung of a white donkey, if she'll hold on to it for one day, paska treyomi, her flow will stop for 2 days. If she can hold on to it for 2 days, paska taltayomi, it'll stop for 3 days. If she holds it on for 3 days, paska la'olam, she'll stop, the flow will stop forever. Rashi, sa'ara, sa'arta de mishtakach bekafusa de kudne chiyurta, sa'ora hanimses beglole preda levana. Right, a grain of barley that you find in the dung of a white mule, a white donkey. Enoch to love yod, if she holds on to it for a whole day, her flow will stop for 2 days. Istigaras nokta chada, name a garen echad. Some say it's not talking about 1 day or 2 days. If she holds one of these grains, it'll stop for 2 days. If she holds two of the grains, it'll stop for 3 days. And if she holds three grains, then it'll stop forever. Okay, so now we have enough remedies for ziva, and one of them's got to work. Okay, liarkona, Okay, now we're going to jaundice. If you have jaundice, and the Chagi told me an interesting thing from his father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, father-in-law, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said that what's it called? Why is jaundice? Yerakon is green. Jaundice, lechara, is yellow, right? Says because he used to check the jaundice in the eyes, and the eyes, what's it called? When it's blue and yellow, the blue and yellow make green. And that's why it looks greenish. Truth is that yarok is not necessarily green. Yarok is a yellowish green. So yarok itself may not mean green the way we know green. Okay. So the arkona, if you have whatever you have jaundice, train b'shichra, so that the Gemara said before, use two of those ingredients, the alum, the saffron, and the gum. The resin is gum. Two of them in beer, umiakir, and it makes you sterile. The elo, okay, what if that doesn't work? Then laisi resha de shibuta, the milka, bring the head of a shibuta. Shibuta's a fish whose brain tastes like pig, tastes like pork. Mara says that the shibuta, they used to prepare this fish, they used to eat on Shabbos, but the Mara says that the shibuta, everything that's usher, there's something mutter similar to it. And this is the similar to pork, the brain of this fish. So bring a salted shibuta, velishla b'shikra, and boil it in beer, velishte, and drink it. Drink the beer that the fish was boiled in. The elo, if that doesn't work, laisi monine de kantsi, bring, what's it called, Rashi? Liarkona, Damran Lael, Koma, the Gavya Gila, the Kurkuma, Tre, Beshikra, Miaker, the Elo, the Lesle, he doesn't have these ingredients. Inami Ovid Loahani, or he tried it, didn't work. Resha the Shibuta, Rosh Dag, Shishmo Shibuta, the Milcha, Shihumaluach, salted, Momnini de Kamsi, Tsir Chagovim, that's locust juice, right? The liquid that's in the locust. So bring that, Laisi Monini de Nakire, and also, what's it called, a certain kind of bird, the juice of a little bird. La'aile lebe bani, bring it into the, bring the guy who has the jaundice into the bathhouse, the shafye, and smear the juices on him. The ileko be bani, what if you don't have a bathhouse? Lok me ben tanur laguda, put him in a place that's hot, just like a bathhouse, between the oven and the wall. Rashi, monine de kamsi tzir chagovin dakiri min ofos ktanim l'shaife yishafshu bo, shmir it on him. Ben tanur laguda, ben tanur lakosol, b'mokum cham shiazia v'yetzei acholi. He should sweat, and the jaundice will come out. Omer Reb Yochan, harotzi shiachamemenu, right, a person, what's it called, who we want to heat this guy up, right, because you want to make him sweat, yikanchenu bisadino. Rashi, yatfenu bisadino yothe, o bisodin shalchola acher shalcholize. Wrap him up in a sheet, that'll make him sweat, or wrap him up in the sheet of somebody else who has the same kind of disease. Rav Acher bar Yosef chosh bei, Rav Acher bar Yosef had jaundice. Ovid le Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana did this. He wrapped him up in a sheet. He did this procedure. The itching, he got better. The elo, you don't have a sheet or whatever, it doesn't work for this guy. Lesi tauta kapize tmori parsaisa, bring three kapizim. Rashi said before, that's a kli that holds three lugin of Persian dates. The tauta kapize dekira, and three kapizi of wax, Rashi, Ovid le Rav Kahana, refuah zu shal sadin. He did this refuah of wrapping him in a sheet, and it worked. Kira de nishterufe, shaiva, the kira de nishterufe, shaiva hat sofen otefes mikaveres, nismalav odefes. The wax that overflows from a beehive that's full of honey. Vitalta kapize ohala, and three kapizim of ohala, aluyan, it's some kind of, what's it called, of spice. Tolana, tolana, adom, red, it's a red ohel spice. Lishba, can anybody read what it says in the English? What? That's aloe? Aloe. Red aloe, okay. Vilishlukino b'shichra, cook it up in beer. Velishti, let him drink it. And if that doesn't work, vilo leisi ilo bar chamra, right? Rashi ilo bar chamra, ayur ben asonos, bring a what's it called, a young mule, the ligalach mitziosa the resha, and shave the middle of the guy's head. The lishbik le doma miafuse, the los de areshe. Take blood out of the forehead of the mule and put it in the place in the, where the hair has been shaved off. That doesn't cure him, Elisa. Don't let it get in his eyes. The lovisam ilahu shouldn't blind him. Okay? That doesn't work, right? At least you keep the guy away from other people. The ilo, leise reishi de barcha, the monach bekivsha. Take the head of a goat, okay? Rashi, v'ligalech acholim etziosa dereshe and soyis rosho, and shave the head of the patient, not the mule. Shave the head of the patient. The lishpikle doma miafuse yakis la'ayrin mitzcho, and take blood out of the forehead of the mule. The los de'areshe yishvishbo chadom al tiglachas, and pour the blood on the bald place where you shave this guy's head. Be careful not to get the blood in his eyes. Reisha the barcha shel ayil, right? Take the head of a ram. The monach the kibsa kavush bechometz obitzir, and pickle it. Take the head of a ram and pickle it in vinegar or in seer, in brine. The lishlok b'shichra, and then boil it in beer. Velishte, and drink it. And that all of this is to cure jaundice. The ilo leisi dover achir chutrana, bring a what's it called, a speckled pig, right? Rashi says dover achir chutrana chazir talu bechavrvoros menumer, right? A what's it called, a speckled pig. Velikare, open it up, and velos the alibe, and sit on the heart. Okay, now let's open up a pig. A speckled pig, and sit on its insides, on its chest.
Did anybody ever do this thing?
I don't know. I didn't.
this sounds like
what?
This all sounds like alternative medicine these days.
Alternative medicine? I guess if you have no other alternative, that's
okay. Because they prescribe you, you don't know what's inside of it.
Right. So the truth is that a lot of these things that Chazal say, even the folk medicine. Right, they laughed at it, and today they're finding that these things work. Right, again, the things in Chazal we're not allowed to what's it called to use them, because we don't know. First of all, we don't know a lot of the names. Just because Art Scroll says that they know the name doesn't mean that's what it is. And secondly, we don't know the other things that had to be mixed in with this. And the all of the details or whatever. Why the Gemara speaks about this, come to the Friday night Ein Yaakov Shir. There it's mamish. I was just waiting to get there, then I realized it's not here, it's in the Ein Yaakov. Sometimes these things blend together. But in the Ein Yaakov Shir, we're going to be learning the Gemara that we learned already before, what's it called, Rabbi Akiva. And there it speaks about these kinds of things. Why it's in the Gemara altogether? So we'll speak about it.
Okay.
What?
Pigeons.
Who?
Pigeons.
With jaundice? Okay, doesn't mention
that
here. Okay. There also is no logical reason why it should work, but there must be a reason that we're not aware of. A lot of things that work that we don't know the reasons. We don't know the reasons for a lot of things why people get sick. So medicine also is basically a trial and error a lot of times, and these things were, that's what this was way. If they didn't work, people wouldn't have done them. Like, nobody's going to shave his head and what's it called, if it never worked, right? Just if it doesn't work. So it must have worked, and people did it. The ELO, but if that doesn't work, they say karse mechabsusa de mishre, Rashi. Mechabsusa de mishrei beemtzo haruga sheim charitin. Take what's it called? Karsi is what's it called? Is leeks? I think. What does he say there? Leeks, right? Mikas from the middle of the row, the leeks in the middle of the row. Rashi says beemtzo haruga sheim charitin. They're the stronger ones, the sharper ones. Okay. So that's it. We've exhausted all of the refuahs for Yerakim. Ahu Tayyib the Choshbeit. There was an Arab. Rashi, Tayyib doesn't say anything. Tayyib is usually an Arab. The Choshbeit. He had jaundice. Omer leginai, so he said to his gardener, Shkol glimoi, I take my coat, my shirt, Bahavli mishra de karsi, and give me a bunch of leeks. Yoahiv leva achla, so he gave it to him and he ate it. Omer le oshlon glimeich, the igne be. Loan me your shirt, right, and let me lie down in it. The igne be koli, Rashi, ishlin glimeich, hashileni atalis. In other words, he took off his talis before he took these leeks, and then he told the other guy, loan me your talis, your shirt, the igne be, and I'll lie down in it. Koli, a little bit, a short amount of time. Ichrich, gonabe, so he put the shirt or the talis around him, and he lied down. Ichrich gona, nichrach ba, the yoshin ba. He wrapped himself in the talus of the other guy, and he lay down. Had ichamim, the kam, nofel pursa pursa mine. When he got heated up, the talus fell apart piece by piece. That's why he didn't want to wear his shirt. So he borrowed the other guy's shirt. And somebody had to pay for it. Well, he's a goy, but you know, that's a good thing. He didn't want to ruin his shirt. His fever burnt up the talus. The talus disintegrated. Okay. Liarkona trained b'shichra umiyakir. For jaundice, you use two of those ingredients, the safra, the alum, and the gum, right? Two of them in beer. And it's very strong because the beer, Rashi said before, doesn't take away the harifus of like the wine does, and therefore you become sterile. Umishori, is it mutter to make yourself sterile? How do you know you're not allowed to castrate a human being? Because the Torah speaks only about animals. Right? Don't do it to yourself. Not only aren't you allowed to castrate animals, you're not allowed to castrate human beings either. Divrei Reb Chanina. Now, Tamar says, Hani mi'ilei heicha deko mechadim. Chacha me'atzmahu. That's when you're mechavin to castrating is not just castrating, it means doing anything that'll make you sterile. Right? So here, your intention is to cure your jaundice, not to castrate yourself, not to sterilize yourself. But it happens automatically. Hoch miatzmahu, the Omer of Yochanan, harotze shiyisores tarnigol. I'll prove to you that if that's not your kavanah, it happens just mamela, that it's okay. Because a person wants to castrate a rooster, yitl karbalto, umistaris me'elov. You take off the comb, and he'll become sterilized. No, that's not. You're not really castrating. You're not making him sterile. It's just that when he loses his comb, right? Doesn't have the oomph to continue living with chickens, right? Okay. So Mars says Elabasaurus. No, this is only a cure for somebody who already is sterile. So. If it would sterilize a regular person, he couldn't have to do it. But a sterile person, anyway, he can use this thing. So now the Gemara says, "Vom Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Hakol Moldim." Okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. Let's see the Rashi here. Okay. So, what? Oh. Yeah, Rashi. One second. Umishori Lishtos Kosi Karin. Are you allowed to drink Kosi Karin, which makes you sterile? Lo sasu kori be lo seasu. Don't let it happen to you. Umistaris me love. I forgot the serious osu be a dying. Even though you're not allowed to do it, it says lo sasu. You can't do it. A maisa you can't do. But if it happens manela, that's not included in this issue. And it could be that maybe it's also midrabbanan, but l'shem choli, they were matter to cure something. Yisurei d'rabbanan are mutter b'makom choli. So it could be that in Echonami, it could be without a ma'isa is also midrabbanan. But it's what's it called, l'gabei choli is mutter. V'homer avashi, v'ahu lav sirusu. No, don't bring me a raya from the fact that you can be masaris a tarnigol memela, because that's not called sirus. Ela ramus rucha nakita leila tarnigol. The tarnigol, what's it called? When you take off its comb, it becomes a balgaivo. Mishenitl holdo hu misabel. Right? The tarnigol is a big, what's it called? Very, what's the word? Not bold. What? No, gaivadika thing. It's a very,
proud.
That's a word, yeah. A proud thing. When you take off his comb, he, you know, like you take away all his pride. Right? Misabel. They ain't a mishamish. He doesn't want to live with chickens anymore because he's lost his self-esteem. That's it. You take away the rooster's self-esteem and he becomes like a broken man. Okay. Right. 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 About the serus, I feel a male osir. But if Yitaka would sterilize him, that would be osir. Except over here, you're not really sterilizing him. You're just it's an emotional problem with the rooster, right? He's not a right. It's not a physical problem. Elabasaurus, Morris says, okay, it's talking therefore about a person who's already sterile. Hach the shori the mishte kos ashalikarin the mishu saurus kvar askina. And then the Gemara is going to say that l'chora that's not mutter either. Okay.